It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. Of course, football practice today at Highmark Stadium, the final battle of blue and red in the current Highmark Stadium. That's 5:30, and just saw a note from Bill's COO, Pete Guelli, about encouraging you to get there early. So keep that in mind. Parking lots open at 3, gates to the stadium open at 4, practice slated for about 5:30. So if you're going today, enjoy it. Meanwhile, we did have some Sabres news, and we'll welcome in Mr. Paul Hamilton for that. His appearance brought to you by Ralex Honda. Ralex, we got this. Paul, Devin Levi, 2-year extension for him. And modest money. I don't know if there's anything surprising about it to you, if it's lower than you thought it might be, but the Sabres signed their top goaltender prospect for another 2 years.
Well, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I think, yeah, I do think it's a little bit lower than maybe I expected, but the trade-off might be he gets paid more in the American Hockey League, which I don't know yet. I haven't seen any figures on that, what he'll make in the AHL. So that could have been, you know, what they decided to do. Now, some of the other contracts that were done, like two-year deals, the first year was a two-way contract. The second year was a one-way. So, you know, maybe something like that was done where he would make a little bit more in the AHL this year, and then if he went to the AHL and he would have to face waivers next year, he would make his NHL salary down there. So, you know, those are the types of concessions maybe that were made to get a little bit lower salary. This year it would be $775, and next year it would be $850.
That would make sense, Paul, because this is really the first year that going in they fully plan on him starting the year in Rochester. I mean, the 2 years ago, he's the starter to open the season. And then even last year, they waived Reimer. In this year with signing Lyon, I feel like it's not even really that much of a question, right? Unless it is for you that he's going to start in Rochester.
No, it's not for me. And if you remember last year, he was half the starter. They alternated, and it didn't work for either goaltender. It was a disaster. So that's when they decided, and that's when they got Reimer back from Anaheim, and they only needed him for a little while because Gibson was injured. And then when Gibson came back, they waived him, and Buffalo took him back. But the alternating back and forth did not work at all. So, he kind of was the starter last year, too. I call him the half starter. It didn't work, and he wound up in the American Hockey League. And, yes, I would expect that he will start there this year also.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. Just seeing here that maybe it is a one-way, so he'd be guaranteed the same salary either way.
I don't think they were sure yet either where you're looking, because they do their thing, and before they didn't actually write a one-way deal, but they and the AHL salary that they have it is the NHL salary. When I look at that too, I don't know if Terry Pegula would be on board with that. You know, doing a one-way deal on both years, or so it's possible.
Yeah, I mean,
it is possible that they could have done it that way, and he's going to make his NHL salary in the American Hockey League.
Terry
Pegula would have been up for that.
It feels like they would want to give him something, Paul. This is a player that, of course, they had a lot of hope for, and whether they put him into a starting spot too soon, and they asked him to go to Rochester, and he's really kind of done everything they wanted down there, right? Like, it feels like, you know, if you're just an objective observer saying, like, that seems appropriate to say, like, okay, you know, we're still waiting for you to get up here. Kevin Adams, when he talked about it, said it's up to him when he's up with the NHL team, and, you know, that's kind of a figurative way to say when you put it all together. So I guess their concession to him might, in fact, being like, sure, NHL salary, just finish doing the work and get up here. We're ready for you.
And it's not like it's $2-3 million. It's $775,000. No. You can say, well, an AHL player makes, in some cases, under $100,000. But still, there are different circumstances here. And it also took until late July to get it done. And I had been wondering, you know, is Levi at the end of his rope as far as going to the American Hockey League? I didn't hear this from anybody, but in the back of my mind, I'd wondered if he was trying to get traded. You know, thinking, you know what, I don't see a future here, you know, with you know, what they're doing. And, again, that was just in my mind. I was just kicking that around, wondering, why is this taking so long? Does he want to maybe go somewhere else where he'll get an NHL chance right away? You know, might have been just what we're talking about here. You know, just getting an NHL salary while you're in Rochester, and that's your reward for, hey, yeah, you know, we feel it's still in your best interest of the development to be in Rochester this year. I know maybe that's not the destination you were thinking. So, you know, here's your NHL salary for doing it.
We had one other thing, Paul. I don't think we've talked since Connor Timmins got a 2-year deal from the Sabres as well. That was maybe going to arbitration. They avoided that, and they got a 2-year deal done.
Yeah, and that was, you know, reading it's, you know, at some of the sites, they were thinking maybe around 2.7, and he's at 2.2. So I think that's a comfortable contract. Now, Levi, when we're talking about salary cap space, I do not have him in there. I have him in Rochester, so he would not count against the cap and the figures I'm looking at here. I've got the extra guys as Bryson Jones and Danforth, or Doan, depending on who winds up in the lineup, or Malenstein, whatever. But I have them with one extra forward and two extra D, which I have them 5.19 under the cap. So I'm going to say the same thing I said last year. I've heard nothing that would tell me that they did not sign or trade for a player because of money. That, well, we don't want to spend the money, and, you know, we're not going to do that. I don't think $5.19 million is that big a deal. Last year it was $6 million, and I said the same thing. I know there are some that feel it's the most egregious thing that Kevin Adams has ever done, and they have said so. Not spending up to the cap when we're only talking about, you know, $6 million, basically. It's 5.19. Or I'm sorry, 5.2, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that, to me, that is not a big deal at all. They've got the players that they wanted. Well, what about Ehlers, somebody might be saying out there. Well, Ehlers didn't want to come here. He made that quite clear, not this past offseason, the offseason before, when the Sabres were attempting to trade for him, that, well, that's great, but, you know, I don't want to sign a long-term deal with the Buffalo Sabres. So, you know, that really, you know, he was the good free agent that was out there, but he wasn't going to be signing with the Buffalo Sabres. It seemed like Carolina was his destination the whole way. Where, you know, we kind of heard right away, and that's where he wound up. But the Buffalo Sabres weren't a place. Now, they still could have signed him. They just would have had to trade somebody, which is fine. You know, if you bring him in, he would have put you over.
You can't have Byram. You can't have Byram at that point, or somebody else.
Yeah, or somebody else. You know, you would have. You know, maybe it's not Timmins. You know, maybe his 2.2, which probably would have given you enough to make that deal, or Timmins and somebody else with a lower salary, you trade them away, and you can do it. So, but that's, I just have not heard of any player that, you know, they haven't, and they, you know, kept Byram, you know, and put mm-hmm. his salary up his 6.25 onto the cap. A lot of folks felt, why are you keeping him? You should be trading him for a forward or something like that. So, you know, his salary wind up there. So, personally, I just don't think 5.19 is all that big a deal to be worried about. If you're worried about what Kevin Adams is doing in the Buffalo Sabres, I think there are a lot bigger fish to fry than the 5.19 million that are sitting there.
Right now, Paul, this is kind of a league thing, too. There's 14 teams right now that have more cap space than the Sabres do. That actually, by the way, sets up for a strange NHL season. It's like the cap went up, and honestly, there just weren't enough players in free agency for all of these teams to spend it. So, like, right now I'm looking, there's only six teams that are within a million of the cap that are spending to it. And as I mentioned, like, there's a ton of teams that are more than 10 million. So I don't know what that means for, like, movement and transactions this year as, like, a league-wide. matter, but I've never seen a season where like this many teams have a bunch of cap space.
And in the chart that I have too, you know, you look at, I even look at next year. You know, contracts are coming up, and that's the Alex Tuch contract. That's the biggest one. If they can get him signed, I'm thinking it's got to be around 8. Maybe you guys would have a different opinion on that. But if they re-sign him, I'm thinking it's got to be around $8 million somewhere in there. Kesselring is going to get a lot more than you know, 1.4 million. So it's he would be somebody that they want. Krebs wouldn't be that much. Benson, I don't know where Benson would be. I think we got to see how he plays this year. What his production is. Because what would he get? I don't have a clue right now what that would be. Again, I think we got to see where his production is, where he plays in the lineup, and but he would be another guy that would be up next year too.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thanks, Paul. Saw you at Bills camp. How'd it go for you? Good time?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I go down there and help out Sal when I can, including today. Are you bringing the kids today?
No, we are not coming to this game today. We initially were going to, but we went to camp on Tuesday. We're going to go to the preseason game. So we kind of audibled, and we are not going to this tonight.
Do they like camp?
Yeah. They have, like, the Ninja Warrior stuff, the rings. They've got, you know, throw the footballs, race each other. Yeah, they had a good time. It was hot when we were there on Tuesday.
Do they bring hockey sticks to camp?
Hockey sticks? No. They bring hockey sticks to hockey games, though.
Well, they bring hockey sticks to everything,
I know.
It seems like.
I have to bring hockey sticks to hockey games, because if I don't bring the hockey sticks with us, they will demand they want more hockey sticks. So that's why we learned our lesson. Now we bring hockey sticks to every hockey game.
I don't know.
Game.
I think I thought I remembered them with hockey sticks at football, too.
Maybe. Maybe last year. Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline on Devin Levi and his contract, which I believe we might find out is a one-way deal. Before the break, we're going to break in Extendo Sports, and Derek, get you on the other side to make sure we're going to get out on time. So, Derek, if you want to stick with us, we'll get to you. And then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up at 10 here on WGR.